With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says it's a matter of national security of keeping Americans safe at home. Effective Monday, people from a dozen countries will be barred entry to the U.S.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
Mr. Trump bringing back a first-term policy that stirred political and legal challenges. It was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court. In the wake of this week's flamethrower attack on peaceful Jewish marchers in Boulder, Colorado, there's heightened awareness of dangerous rhetoric being aimed at people of faith. The popular national ministry Focus on the Family, for example, was recently branded a so-called hate group by the left-leaning pro-LGBTQ website, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family, says his organization is just the latest Christian ministry to be smeared by the SPLC.
Is there something to be done? Because you talked about the groups who are also on the list, FRC, ADF. This has got to stop at some point because it is unconscionable what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing, and not just to us. We're not outraged by it just because it's us. We're outraged by it because of the blanket that they've thrown across people with biblical values who bring those biblical values into the public square. That's what they don't like.
Neighborger adds, anyone wanting to learn about the actual pro-family work of Focus on the Family can visit the ministry website at focusonthefamily.org. Facing a raft of state charges, the accused Boulder attacker due in court later today. Israel has recovered the bodies of two more of the hostages captured by Hamas in the deadly 2023 raid on Israel. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 8 points higher, NASDAQ futures 14 points lower. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist leaders want a repeal of gay marriage.
They will put a resolution before delegates to the summer convention in Dallas that calls on states to adopt bills that would outlaw homosexual unions. Such legislation would violate the 2015 Supreme Court ruling that legalized the practice and would certainly provoke lawsuits. One of those suits might make its way to the high court, giving the justices the chance to reverse gay marriage in the same way that they did Roe v. Wade in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women. That guidance was issued by hospitals to hospitals by the Biden administration in 2022, weeks after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Biden officials argued that hospitals, including ones in states with near-total bans, needed to provide abortions under the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. This is SRN News. Her publisher says an individual who worked to explain and defend Biden policies is no longer a Democrat.
Former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has a book out this fall that promises a close look at President Joe Biden's decision not to run for re-election and calls for thinking beyond the two-party system. Legacy Lit says Jean-Pierre has switched her political affiliation to independent after working in two Democratic administrations. Her book titled Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, will be released in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Childhood measles vaccination rates fell in the years after the COVID-19 pandemic in nearly 80% of the more than 2,000 U.S. counties with available data. That includes counties and states that are battling outbreaks this year. The Johns Hopkins study published in JAMA this week. More details, SRNNews.com.